Hello and welcome to the Writing Sparrow podcast. I'm Serena Langer and this podcast is all about writing, publishing and marketing your book. You can find transcripts on my website at serenalanger.com. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends and sparrows. It's the 8th of March, 2021. This is episode 26. And today I have a special guest because it's my cartographer, Glenn Seal. He's done the beautiful maps for all of my books and he's somehow done it from the terrible sketches I gave him. So welcome to my podcast, Glenn.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for making the time to be here. I think you've been quite busy lately.
There's quite a lot going on. I've just fulfilled a Kickstarter campaign for a role-playing game book. It's an adventure for one, but it's a box set with kind of contains four books, a couple of bookmarks, two posters. There were 300 backers, so that's a house full of packaging materials, boxes.
Oh, congratulations.
A lot
of caffeine is necessary.
Yeah, Pepsi Max all the way. that's been pretty much full on. But whilst that's been going on, I've not been keeping up with the commissions and stuff. So I'm back onto the commissions now. So very busy.
Well, I appreciate you making the time to have a chat with me.
Yeah, no problem at all. No, great to talk to you.
So, first of all, tell me a little bit more about what you do, because I think the bookish maps that you've done for me aren't what you would normally do. I think usually you work more with game designers and people like that. Is that right?
Yeah. So primarily, Monkey Blood Design is kind of two parts, really. So there's kind of my web store, which sells role-playing game books and materials. Then there's the freelancing side of things, which is commissions mainly for RPG books, but also for authors like yourself. The bulk of the freelancing work is definitely for RPG materials, though, which kind of my background is in technical drawing kind of role-playing games from about 1985. So this was almost a destiny of sorts that I was going to end up here. But prior to about 4 or 5 years ago, I was working in the security industry.
Oh, wow.
And worked for a company for 29 years and did a lot. Started off doing drawing work on the drawing boards, and then it turned into CAD, then became project engineering, then project management. So I've sort of run the whole gamut of jobs within that company.
Yeah, you've done a bit of everything there.
So kind of where I am now, which is working for myself full time.
Which is the dream.
It is the dream, really. And I'm really lucky to be in the position that I'm in. And I kind of see that the 29-year career, all of the things that I learned from that, like project management, the technical drawing side of things, all of those have combined with a love of role-playing game stuff to end up where I am now. So I kind of see that this must have been a destiny. It's got to have been.
It certainly seems like everything has sort of led up to this point.
I guess really, you know, I've always wanted to do something with role-playing games, but never realised that I could potentially make it a career. So it was only when I'd kind of had enough of the security industry that I realised that maybe I could, because I've got all these other skills that I'd learned, that meant that I could manage projects, run Kickstarters. You know, I knew how to budget things, I knew how to run a project. And yeah, it's kind of all worked out. So I'm feeling very privileged and very lucky.
Well, I know from personal experience that you have an awful lot of skill that you put into the maps that you do, because everything that you've done for me is just so beautiful. So, you know, you say you're quite lucky there, but really it's probably also a lot of really hard-earned success.
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely work hard or work long hours. I think anybody will tell you that working for yourself is a full-time job above and beyond the normal 9 to 5.
It really is.
Yeah, I get up and work all day and work all evening. The evenings are spent mainly doing admin for all the things that I do during the day. But yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way.
So would you say that creating a map for an author like myself is any different to creating a map for a roleplay game?
No, not really. I think they're pretty much the same. Normally you get a sketch of what the author wants. Depending on whether it's like a real world map or a very fantasy map will depend on whether I offer some advice about rivers and mountains and things like that. What the most common thing that I come across is rivers kind of just ending, or
I feel like I did that with the first map I sent you.
I can't remember. It was a little while back, but yeah. So sometimes you might have a lake, and then two rivers coming off it, which is not really that common, I don't think. But yeah. So I think the way to think about rivers is that they generally start off somewhere high and they're always trying to get to the lowest point, which is sea level. So you'll have other rivers that join them on the route down to the sea. So if you kind of always think about water wanting to get to the lowest possible point, which is sea level, then you can design your rivers to go from the mountains and hills and flow down. They may collect in a lake at some point, but then when that lake fills up enough to breach over the lowest point, then it will then spill down and carry on its way to the sea. So if it's natural geography, then I might make some comments or just provide feedback about why something's like it is. But other than that, if it's a lava world with floating castles, then, you know, you can have what you like. I won't even question it.
It's things like that I didn't really consider with my first map, because for me, geography was one of my weakest subjects in school. So when I did my first map, I honestly had no idea what I was doing with it. And as I'm sure you know yourself very well, I cannot draw to save my life. So,
to be honest, your sketches were really good.
Were they
in
actually?
Comparison to some of the sketches that I've had.
That makes more sense than if it's in comparison.
I've had some, just kind of like blocks, sort of like mountains and, you know, this bit C, and you know, so yeah, get the whole list of variants of sketches.
I'll bet. I think you said at some point to me that you, like, once or twice you've only really had a description rather than
sometimes this is more a role-playing game thing, but if somebody wants like a set of crypts or something, but they might just send me the text of the description for the game. So it might say a rough-hewn set of steps lead down 20 feet into a 30-foot square room, and there's a door to the north and a door to the east. So I read through the descriptions and then sketch something out based on what I think the author meant, and then send it to them just to check. And then they'll say, ah, yeah, you know, you got that corridor wrong. It should look like this. And then, then I go, right, okay, brilliant. And do the map.
Wow, all right. So you even kind of get to design a little bit what it's going to look like.
Yeah, so some of the work that I do is colour work. All artists tend to have a style. If normally people will come to me because they already know my style and how I draw things. So there's no expectation for it to mimic a certain type of way to do it. I'm working on a map at the moment, and it's for a French RPG publisher, and they've had a map done in a very distinct style, and what they want is the new map to be in a pretty much the same style. Now, the warning I always say is it won't look exactly the same because I don't have access to the same textures and overlay and brushes and things like that. So, but I can generally get it something close to what they want. So I've had an email this morning to say, oh, yes, that's perfect. So,
oh, great. that's a lot of pressure off.
those are the jobs with the most pressure, where somebody wants something in a very specific style, because the chance of getting it exact is nil. You'll get something close because you don't have access to all the assets to create that the person that created the original map had, like a Middle Earth map. I can draw a Middle Earth map and it will look something like a Middle Earth map, but it wasn't drawn by Tolkien.
No, it'll be a new style.
Middle Earth map. Yeah, you need Tolkien to draw it.
Which might be difficult these days, but...
yes.
So when I first started to build my team 5-something years ago, I for some reason really struggled to find a cartographer the most. So I had a list of cover designers to email, and I just kind of bumped into my editor on Twitter. So I didn't need to do any searching at all with her. But when I looked into cartography, I found kind of like a lot of sort of really high profile professional sites. I mean, obviously yours is professional as well, but, you know, I didn't really find anything for fiction, really, you know, if that makes sense.
I think, not to do myself out of any future work, but what I would... if I was looking for an artist for illustrations for something in particular, and the way to think of cartography is to not think of it specifically as cartography, to think of it as illustration, because that's basically what it is, and it's just illustration of a particular thing. Like some people do character art really well, and some people do seeing landscapes really well, and some people do cartography really well. So I would visit places like ArtStation or DeviantArt and do a search for maps or cartography and see what pops up, and there will be any number of people, and then you just choose a style that you really like, or find a few artists whose styles you like, and then approach them and find out. If you search for cartographers, I'm not sure where I would come up in the list, but there's a lot of them out there.
But you must have been somewhere on the first two pages at least of my Google results at the time, because I literally just Googled cartographer. possibly bookish cartographer. I don't remember because it's honestly so long ago at this point, but I don't remember where I came across the idea that I should have a cartographer for my fantasy novel, if it was mostly because all the fantasy books that I read, you know, because they had maps and I thought, you know, it's cartography. They are thanking a cartographer in their book. Therefore, this is what I should search for. But it never occurred to me to look on places like DeviantArt, which is weird because I spent many years of my life on DeviantArt, but it never occurred to me to look there. That makes way more sense than what I did.
Yeah. Like I say, I mean, when I'm looking for a particular writer, I've done it recently for something that I'm working on. And one of them is a deviant art artist and one's an art station artist. And their work is mind blowing. But the mind blowing comes with a cost.
I bet it does.
Yeah. And that's another important, point, which is, if something looks really detailed and looks like there's hours of work been put into it, that's because there's hours of work been put into it. And the hours that people spend doing something cost money in the same way that you'd pay anybody, you know, you pay them an hourly rate. So if something's going to take a whole week to do, 8 hours times five, then, you know, 40 hours, then that's a lot of money because you're paying for 40 hours of somebody's time. I think that's the thing that I would always say to bear in mind when you're commissioning art of any kind, and that is that the thing that you really want that is really hyper detailed and you know looks like a professional's created it is going to cost probably quite a lot of money, but I'm cheap, so that's fine.
But still very good. I mean, I think anyone looking into my books can see that, and I've got your maps listed on my website, and we will link to the page on my website where people can have a look at them, and obviously we will also link to your website in the show notes. It'll all be in there.
Brilliant.
Coming back to what you said about if it looks like hours of work have gone into it, it's because hours of work have gone into it.
I think
to many people maybe who don't do art themselves beyond writing, it might look really effortless, but chances are that, you know, as you said, a lot of work has gone into the art. Expect to pay for that kind of skill, because it is a lot of skill at the end of the day.
And another thing that I saw recently was sometimes you'll see a map or it's, I think more because I know how some of the maps are created, I can see where, like if somebody's drawn a mountain and then they've replicated that mountain all over the mountain range, I can see that that's been done as a bit of a time save. But that's not to say that it devalues the amount of hours that have been put into it, because what you tend to do is you don't pay for the hours. This is the quote that I saw. You don't pay for the hours, but you pay for the hours I spent learning how to do it quicker. So, you know, there's that aspect of it as well, which is, I think with your map, all of that was drawn totally by hand. There's no kind of... there's no shortcuts to creating it, and that tells sometimes, because I look at maps and I go, they've just copied that all the way down, or, you know, and I can do that, but it doesn't look as good as if somebody's drawn it totally by hand, because you can, I can see that, you know, I know that. It's interesting stuff when you get into it.
I mean, I remember your first email when you said, "I've got your map for you, it's ready." It was so quick as well, by the way, you know, because I think with cover design, you kind of expect that it'll probably take a month or so. And with editing, you definitely expect it to take a bit longer than that. But I think I got your maps always back within a week.
So what tends to happen is I can have like 10 projects. I've got a list on my board at the moment. But they're always, well, rarely do you get somebody say, right, here's the information, carry on. And then you pretty much just start and then get to the end and stop and say, there it is. Do you want any changes? There's always things in the way. So I might need to do a sketch first just to make sure that I've understood it. And then you send that off and then you have to wait. You know, it can be a week, 2 weeks sometimes for somebody to come back with some adjustments, because everybody's got a busy life and, you know, they're all doing things. So what happens is I have gaps quite often in projects that I think are going to take me a whole 2 weeks. And it ends up, they take a month or 2 months with all of these big gaps in between. So what happens is I end up with space in the workflow to do with the projects and stuff. I can't quite remember what I was doing at the time that I did your map, but
it's been a while.
but you know, generally at the moment I can get onto a project within a couple of weeks, make a start on something.
I wanted to say with that, you know, not that you just kind of knock them out and then that's it done, but, you know, every time then I've had your maps come into my emails, they've always looked really beautiful and you can really tell that the attention of detail has gone into it. And you can tell looking at them that you really enjoy what you do.
Yeah. I like I said earlier, you know, it's probably a bit of a destiny, but I do sit here. I was sitting here yesterday working on, it's a map of the Greek Empire, you know, kind of fantasy style. And because the Kickstarter's out of the way as well, so I was probably thinking relief. I was actually sitting there thinking, you know what, I'm pretty lucky to be sitting here doing this, you know, today.
It's a really great feeling.
I mean, some days are harder than others, but generally speaking, compared to the previous 29 years in a different career, where the days could be very stressful.
I think having had an experience like that really makes you appreciate it when you, you know, have something like what you have now, because you know what the alternative is.
Yeah, and I think kind of the last few years of that were getting involved in online groups and sharing pictures of maps I'd drawn and starting to build up a reputation for the cartography side of things. And I was still working there when I launched the first Kickstarter. So, 101 things not to do, which is work full time and run a Kickstarter for your first 224 page role playing game accessory.
Oh, blimey, that sounds extremely stressful.
That was what. But having said that, you know, it was also a bit of escape as well. You know, so I'd finish the day job and then I'd get totally distracted by the day job with something else. So. I was leading up to eventually doing this full time if it could possibly support it. And it does, taking into account the two sides of the business that there currently are, which is the web store side and the freelancing side.
All right. So We've got two more questions left. They're quite similar. But what's something you wish we knew as your clients before we approached the cartographer?
I wouldn't say there's anything that you need to know. You know your own world better than I do at the point of contact. And I just think, you know, any good cartographer or freelancer should be able to work with a client whatever their needs are and whatever their skill level in geography or artwork or project management is. You know, a good freelancer should make a client feel like they're valued and that you're really engaged in their project.
And I've always had that with you on every project. You know, I've never felt like you didn't really care about the map or anything like that.
Yeah, no. When as soon as I'm sitting down and I want to be there. I want to be in that world, and I want to stand on that hill that I've just drawn. And what could I see from standing on it? You know. It's and also I really enjoy being part of other people's worlds, you know, and helping them imagine them. So yeah, no, that's great.
Yeah, as an editor, I really feel that, because I always feel quite honored when an author says to me, can I give my book to you so that you can, you know, edit it for me. It's quite an honor, really, because, you know, obviously
it's a responsibility as well.
Because, you know, our project's obviously quite important to us, and many authors refer to their books as their babies. So, you know, I think when I give you my honestly really terrible sketches to transform into beautiful maps, then that's because I trust you to do a good job of it, and because I know that you won't, you know, take it lightly, or that you won't care about it. I know that you do care. And it shows, I think.
Yeah, I've heard people have been in touch with me and said, I'd like you to do this project. but I'll confess, I did have somebody else working on it originally. But I sent them an email and I had some questions and stuff, and then they never responded. And I just think, why lots of things happen in people's lives, and I understand that. But for me, keeping people informed and just making sure that, you know, I won't let them down. That's a really valuable skill. And I think I learned that when I was project managing, that clients don't like not knowing what's going on. You know, they don't have these big long gaps in between communication, because they want to know that something's happening, or if it's not happening, they'd just like to know. So communication is just massively important, and I've heard some horror stories, and I just think,
I have worked with some people on different projects before where I did get the results eventually, but they sometimes are quite long gaps where I don't really hear anything. And, you know, from my point of view, especially maybe if it's the first time you've worked with them, there's always the bit of worry in the back of my head of, did they just completely forget about it? Or did they just, I know that at that point I probably haven't paid them anything yet, but, you know, there's always, because I'm quite a paranoid person anyway, you know, so there's always I think there's always this weird bit of worry of, did they just take my money and run, now I'll never hear from them again, you know, even
and that happens.
I bet it does. So I really appreciate being kept up to date. I mean, you know, even if they do eventually come back to me and then they do give me an update, or they tell me that they are finished with it, there's always, when there's a really long gap, there's always this worry that maybe they just forgot, or maybe something has come up, and you just want to know, you know, as the client.
Just a caveat to something I said earlier about going on to DeviantArt and an ArtStation. Those people that you find will potentially be people that you don't know. you don't even know what country they're in some instances. So, you know, doing a bit of due diligence is always worthwhile. You know, search for that artist in other places. Just make sure that, you know, see if you can get any feedback on them and that kind of stuff. And I've tried to make sure that my website and all the stuff that I do, you know, I've run 8 Kickstarter projects now. And all of that helps build a reputation that means that people, I hope, people come to me, and them worrying about me running off with their money is the last thing that they think about, because the my online presence is such that, you know, it's not a concern.
Yeah.
And I've got enough positive reviews and stuff that hopefully that would mean that nobody would think that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and I won't run off with your money.
As if anything, in writing, it just comes back down to do your research, and, you know, if anything in there doesn't feel quite right, don't do it.
Yeah.
If you have any concerns,
you do get a feeling about some people, you know, and they're very eager on the first email, and then, you know, it's a week before you hear off them again. You just think, I don't know whether this is turning out to be the best decision.
And final question: do you have any words of advice for writers wanting to work with a cartographer for the first time?
Yeah, I think we've kind of covered some of that in the previous discussions. I would say it's more about choosing somebody that's drawing a type of map that is the map you want. You know, whether that be a full colour, which tend to be more, there's more style involved in that because of the choice of colours and textures and all that sort of stuff. You just want to be comfortable and try and find somebody that's got some background or history in doing it, and they're already published, you know, but nobody wants to do stuff and then get a bad reputation. So, you know, if there's people out there that have worked and got some reputation, they're going to be highly unlikely to want to tarnish it. I think, you know, just do your due diligence and pick a style that you've seen that person does, because then you can say, I want a map, but I want it to look like that one that you did for that. And then you can, right, okay, that's absolutely fine. And then send them a sketch. And and hopefully you get exactly what you wanted.
And don't worry if the sketch is rubbish, because mine are too, and you still manage.
We'll turn anything into a map. Take a photo of some lino on your kitchen floor or whatever, and draw some dots on it or something, and we'll make that into a map.
Maybe on my website I should include the sketches that I send you next to the map that you then send back to me. So, you know, people who are interested in hiring a cartographer can really see just how well you can work with something truly awful.
Yeah, no, honestly, your maps were absolutely fine. You know, I've had some horror story sketches. Well, sketches is being kind.
I was really surprised to hear that, because I really thought this is terrible. He won't see anything in it. But, you know, clearly I need no worry.
Yeah, no, don't worry at all. You can certainly send me anything, and I will. It will end up in a map.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by. Really appreciate your time.
No problem at all. Thanks ever so much for having me. Really enjoyed it.
And thank you so much. Bye bye.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's episode, maybe learned something along the way, hit the subscribe button. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Serena_Lange, on Instagram and Facebook at SerenaLangeWriter, and of course on my website at serenalange.com. Until next time, bye!